American Public Media.
I think there's a lot of different reasons. I mean, there are certainly lots of locations in the world where one can live on a lot less income than in the United States. For example, a four-bedroom apartment in the Tuscan town of Lucca for about $550 a month.
Tuscany?
Yeah. You can buy a perfectly nice studio apartment with a balcony and a good view in Rome for less than $200,000. But there are also, you know, lots of tax benefits to different countries, different ways to do things, but also a lot of pitfalls, which we can talk about.
Let me ask you, first of all, when you're talking about, for example, Italy, don't you also have to look at the exchange rate? Because the euro is certainly a whole lot more expensive right now than the U.S. dollar, whereas, say, if you go down to South America or Central America, you're going to get more bang for your buck, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, certainly people who were retiring there 3 years ago, taking, let's say, a Social Security income or a pension income, would have a lot more in euros or lira to spend than they do today.
You mentioned the tax benefits. What are they?
It really depends on where you go. You know, one example is the United Kingdom. If you do proper planning ahead of time with a tax attorney or tax accountant over there, and I would say that that's true of pretty much anywhere one would want to emigrate, that you ought to get that competent advice before you move. But with the UK specifically, there's a special set of rules where if one takes capital and not income, and you have to be very careful because if it comes from an account that you've deposited income into, they will deem the entire amount you remit to the United Kingdom as income, and they'll tax it.
So then it's taxed twice.
Right. So let's use an example. You sell your house here for, let's say, $500,000. You also deposit a few paychecks into that account. So you've got $525,000, let's say, and you move to the United Kingdom, and you say, okay, I'm going to use this money to buy my house over there. You didn't do your planning ahead of time. They're going to deem that entire $525,000 income, and it'll be subject to United Kingdom tax. If you did proper planning and you only took capital, and in fact you sort of you bifurcated it so that any interest and dividends that you earned on that capital went back to another account, let's say in the U.S., and just the capital remained in the U.K. so that everything you were spending could be named capital, then you'll actually pay no tax over there. And, you know, once you've got a European Union passport, you can really live anywhere in Europe.
How long does it take to plan for this sort of thing? A lot of people can plan for normal retirement over a span of 20, 30 years. Does it take longer if you're planning to move abroad? How much time should you give yourself to do the kind of planning that you're saying is really essential for this?
I really believe in moving there and renting before you buy. I just don't
think that one should.
The test
drive, essentially.
The test drive. And to do an appropriate test drive, I think one wants to spend 6 to 12 months there. And if you're only going to spend 6, make sure you're covering the worst weather season of the year. you don't want to go to
Ireland in the middle of July and
exactly.
Think that it's going to be like
it's
that
always
all
sunny
year
and
long.
Beautiful.
Right.
I would say 1 to 2 years, really, by the time you do the tax planning and do your test drive living over there.
Is there a magic number for the amount of money that you have that will prepare you to do this?
I don't know that it's very different retiring abroad. You know, our rule of thumb at my financial planning company is that you don't want to be withdrawing more than about 4% of your capital per year. So if you've got $1 million in capital, we don't want you withdrawing more than about $40,000 of that, assuming you're relatively young. And by that, I mean in your 50s or 60s or even early 70s. One of the misconceptions, I think, is people who are 70 think, well, I only have 10 or 15 years, you know, that I really have to plan for. With medical technology today, we think that you probably have 30 or 40 years to plan for. There are advantages and disadvantages to other places in terms of insurance. For example, you know, Israel has a tax disadvantage of not being able to deduct your mortgage interest, but it has a tremendous health system that one can buy into for very little money. So if you've been here spending, let's say, $1,200 or $1,500 a month on all your health insurance premiums and doctor copays and all that, you might find that the country you're going to, you'll only be spending $50 a month, $100 a month because of a national health system. Assuming you can get into it, you know, once you apply for the tax file number and the rest of it.
So it really is a matter of be prepared and do your homework before you make this kind of enormous decision.
Yeah, really well before. It's a bigger decision than just general retirement, which is already the biggest decision most people will make.
All right. Brent, thanks for coming in and helping us out with this.
Yeah, thank you.